Okay, so the discussion was where do we, at what point in the davening should we take off the tefillin? So the Gross says you should, at the very least, hear Kaddish with Tiskabel. Right, so here we have there's something called Tzadik, a Tzadik Dalet Yud Kuf. You're supposed to hear 90 brachas to answer Amen. That's Tzadik. Dalet, you're supposed to say Kedusha four times a day. Right, Shachris and Mincha. Before Shema and Uvol Tzion, that's four. And you're supposed to hear 10 Kaddishes a day. So you get it? It's the word Tzadik. The letter Tzadik is 90 Amens, four Kaddishes.
You mean optimally?
10 Kaddishes. Yeah, you have to go to Minyan to do this. 10 Kaddishes and 100 Brachas. You can make 100 brachas.
Do you ever count? I'm sure you have because you're like a mathematical person. But did you ever count your brachas on average a day?
There are lists. There are lists in the post.
Well, I mean,
Rosh already made a list. There are lists from the Rishonim how you make it to. Like Mar Menacha says, you should make 100 brachas a day. So we figure how do you do that? On Shabbos you have to eat some fruits, you know, and make up your brachas. Okay, be it as it may, So you should, in the very least, hear that last Kaddish after Aleinu with your tefillin on. So there are all kinds of minhagim. A fine minhag is to keep it on till you finish davening altogether.
So you get your 10 Kaddishes?
There's no din that you have to hear the 10 Kaddishes with tefillin on. But
right.
But just when it says Tiskabel Tzlos Hom, that's a very... You know, you're saying, God, we're finishing davening, hear all our prayers. So that's that. You should have your tefillin on when you say it. You should have as many zechuyos as possible when you're saying the words when you're hearing the words Tiskabel Tzlosom. However, and I used to have this minhag a long time ago, but it wasn't practical. But there is a custom to remove the tefillin based on the Gemara at the end of Uvol Tzion, before even Uvol Tzion is over, when it says Yirtzom Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shenishmor Chukecha Ba'olam Hazeh. Stop right there and remove the tefillin. One day. Shenishmor chukecha ba'olam hazeh. Take off your tefillin.
Wait, where's that from?
It's in Uvol Tzion.
No. Where's that?
Where did we get it from?
The idea is to take off
your tefillin. So there's a Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachos. It's in the sixth parak, I think. The Gemara in the sixth parak of Brachos says that it discusses which bracha rishonas don't have a bracha achrona. All right. So most foods have a bracha achrona. The Gemara comes up to discusses that the final example is that there is the bracha on smelling things. There's no bracha achrona on Barei Minei B'Samim. Right? There are a lot of different types of smelling brachas, Barei Yisvei B'Samim, Barei Atzei B'Samim, Barei Nosein Shem and Tov, Nosein Reach Tov Peiros, Barei Shem and Orev, but then none of them have a bracha achrona. The Gemara says, but what about Birchas HaMitzvahs? Does a Birchas HaMitzvah have a bracha achrona? The Gemara says, of course not. He says, but there is one. Because in Eretz Yisrael, when they removed their tefillin, they would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, Asher Kedushan Mitzvah V'Tzivanu, Lishmor Chukecha. What? So Lishmor, because tefillin needs an extra shmira. Tefillin needs shmira because you're wearing a Sefer Torah. You're carrying a Sefer Torah, so that's why we'll give a boy 3 years old a pair of tzitzis to wear, but we won't give him tefillin until he's bar mitzvah, when he's older and can guard it. Right? So it says here at the end of Uvol Tzion, Lishmor Chukecha Ba'olam Hazeh. Right?
Is this how you what you do?
I used to, but not. Okay, so see?
What page are you on?
Kuf Lamed Zayin. So it says, Yer Tzom Afanecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avosenu, Shenishmor Chukecha Ba'olam Hazeh. Right? You see, you recognize it. It's towards the end of Uvol Tzion.
Yeah.
Okay, it's sort of, right there. So this sounds like the bracha the Gemara says to make. Lishmor chukecha. Right. Why is chukecha all of a sudden tefillin? So that has to do with other Gemaras, but
do the Mefarshim say that this is what the Gemara was talking about?
So there's no note here on the page that this is talking about tefillin. No, Mestam is talking about all the chukim. you see some Mephoshim in the Gemara in Brachas, the reason why Tefillin is called Nishmo Harab is there's an Agadita about what wearing Tefillin does for your reputation. That when the people see you wearing Tefillin, they'll know you're a Yirei Shamayim. So, Ra'u Kol Ameha Aretz, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, and the Pasuk before talks about keeping the Chukim of Hashem, and when people see that you're keeping Hashem's Chukim, they'll be afraid of you. Right? So the Gemara's Darshan's Elu Tefillin Sheba Rosh. When they see your Shel Rosh, they'll know that you're... It's a whole... You see the Mahalach that's going on here. So it's that Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha is your Tefillin, so that's the extra shmira that tefillin requires, because it's such a holy thing wrapped around your body. So that's we have to make sure we remove it before our body starts to get, you know, days are coming, days are moving on. Maybe you have to go to the bathroom again, maybe things like that. So you better remove the tefillin. There's a Tosfos in Daf Mem Tes in the Seches Shabbos that asks the question: when did we stop wearing tefillin all day? Because mashma, they wore these small tefillin, and they weren't while they were working. That's why it's on your weak arm, so that your right arm is you can hold the shovel and can hold the implement that you're using in your farming and things like that. So Tosfos says it's when we started to lose our reputation for being shomrei chukecha. It's when Tosfos actually tells a story of a man who was visiting a place for Shabbos. He had no place to leave his wallet, so he was looking for someone to watch it for him for Shabbos, and he saw a man wearing tefillin in the Beis Medrash, and he figured, oh, here's a good man to leave my wallet with. So he left it with him without looking for any kind of proof. And after Shabbos was over, he said, can I have my wallet back? And said, I never met you before.
Hmm.
So he goes about a plan to get it from him that ends up killing the man, killing his wife. Okay. A lot of people die at the end of the story. The Gemara says, because of this, you shouldn't wear tefillin anymore. Crazy story.
A story that happened in Tosos' time?
It's a Maimer Chazal.
Because of this, you shouldn't wear tefillin anymore. And
because
you're giving,
because you may give a false impression. You can only wear tefillin all day if you're like the Vilna Gaon and Rashi. So I just was in the yeshiva.
So we're usher?
So
to wear tefillin all day?
You know, you have to make sure that your reputation is unquestioned. If you want to wear tefillin all day, I'll write you a letter. So there's a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael I just went to visit. And they see
Silverman?
The Bachrim are all wearing tefillin.
Yeah.
Right?
You can leave your wallet there, probably.
I went to see them. I saw so many places, I can't remember where it was.
It's in the old city, right?
It's
Silverman's.
The
I guess they have branches of Silverman's.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, so yeah, they have to be well versed in.
Just give a note.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where we left off last time. Okay. So now it says you see what your test at the top. It says man hanachas tefillin v'chalitza son. That's what we just right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see, it's be dollar. This is where we left off. Ein lachlotz tefillin rak achar kadosh tiskabel shachar volutzion. I told you why, because of the keser, right? Or
even
because of the
Isser
Malacha, even though we don't say it, but there's also an Indian of Isser Malacha, so when there's a day of Isser Malacha, when there's four aliyahs, you shouldn't be wearing tefillin, right? So technically, we should take off the tefillin before we land, because you're reading the four aliyahs, right? Four aliyahs is already moving into a higher stage than chol. Five aliyahs is an Isser Malacha, right? That's Yantav. Like six aliyahs is Nisa Malacha with the Nisa Achila and Kippur. Seven aliyahs is an Isa Malacha with Skila if you violate. Violation of Malacha on Yom Kippur is not a Mises based in, it's Kareis. Hmm. So that's why you have fewer aliyahs in Yom Kippur than in Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva says he has six aliyahs on Shabbos, seven aliyahs in Yom Kippur. He thinks Yom Kippur is a higher Kedusha.
But what if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos?
You see how we paskin. So we have seven aliyahs. Yeah, yeah. Shabbos takes over. Like on any yontif, you have Shabbos, you have seven aliyahs. Yeah. Okay, so Chotzin Kodem Mustafa Achar Kadosh Ladas HaEliyahu Rabba. That Aleph Reish stands for Eliyahu Rabba. Lifnei Kadosh. He says you should take off the tefillin before Kadosh. V'zel Hashana Umatov Lasok B'Chalitza Kesha Omer Yehishmi Rabba Shenish. I'm sorry. Yiratzon. Shenishmor chukecha ki begematria ki bemarva. I said, "Neretz Yisrael." Remember, I said, "Hayu mevorchen lishmor chukecha." the Gemara just mentioned to you. Bracha Achrona on the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. The mitzvah say Bracha Achrona. So, that's I was just recently diving in a shul. The people got into a discussion because it was a shul where people were visiting because it was a wedding. So the Rav wasn't there, and everyone's got into an argument over it. Was Rosh Chodesh, and the Baal Tefila stopped at Hashem Chafetz Man Tzidkoi Gdol Rav Yadir, right? And then, you know, wasn't saying Kaddish. So people in the back were saying, say Kaddish. He goes, no, I'm going to take off my tefillin first, put it away, and then I'm going to say Kaddish. Right? Mm-hmm. But you know, if you're here in Rosh Chodesh, I'm in the Giz. And then you have there's a little lull for a few minutes. People are taking off their tefillin, and then we look around the room, make sure everyone is, because you want to start Shmonas for everyone together, and what's chuyos, you give a clap, now we're ready to go. If you're still putting away your tefillin, put it down, daven. My tefillin would see what was more important. Right? So this guy refused. He says, no, the Kaddish goes with the Shmonas. Right, so the fact is, it's machlokas achronim, but the minog in Rov Tfutzos Yisrael is that Kaddish goes with the Ashrei. Bring me a raya. We have Kaddish in Mincha, and in Musaf. Why? Because of the Ashrei, or maybe because of the rabbi's sermon. See, in our shul, Kaddish is for learning. Right? Or if it's in the middle of your davening, and then it's like it finishing the Pesuk of Zimmer, Kaddish.
Separating.
Right? Finish the Korbanos Kaddish. Finish.
Yeah, I thought it was just always separated parts of the davening.
Yeah, for because it used to be just one Kaddish. Just one Kaddish. After a layman. Now, because what you used to do is you'd give it to one person at a time.
Oh.
Now that we have so many Machas Vashalm, we have a lot of Avelim. So we said, okay, you do this Kaddish, you do that Kaddish, but we still needed more Kaddish. So we said, okay, everybody say all the Kaddish. So when everyone's saying the Kaddish, you should go back to saying one Kaddish. Everyone's getting that Kaddish in. Go to the Lubavitch place, they're saying 12 Kaddishes in every davening. For every little line, so one time I went over to Lubavitch and I said, you know, it's called Marba B'Kaddishim. One Kaddish is the same as 13. Why are you saying so many Kaddishes? You see, you just said three Kaddish Rabbans. He goes, you know, that's a good piece of Torah.
Is this a joke or real?
Okay.
I was like, that's really funny.
So every 2 minutes of our Torah, they're saying everybody in Kaddish. No, intuitively, it's like three pairs of tzitzis is better than one, so three Yeshmir Rambas is better than one.
Sure.
Maybe it's right.
More is better.
Yeah.
Okay, how can we say we sign a Kaddish to the Ashrei or to the Shmoneh Esrei? So what does that even mean?
Kaddish is, because when you say Tehillim, you say Pesukim. Kaddish is for Pesukim.
Oh, I see.
So you said the Pesukim.
So it should always be a sign of a thing before it.
Right, so it's from what's before. What's the Raya? Shachris doesn't have a Kaddish.
Right.
Why don't we have a Kaddish? Because you don't want to interrupt the Smichas Gula Tefillah. So why does Marav get a Kaddish? Tosfos asked this question in Brachos and Daftal because of the Pesukim that we say after Bracha.
So which is supposed to be included, though, in Gal Yisrael. Doesn't the Gemara say that that's part of Gal Yisrael?
So Tosfos gives two answers. One is that it's a continuation of the Geula of Gal Yisrael. Another answer is that it's part of the Tefillah because you have Hashem's name 18 times in that section. Okay. For people who come late to shul, moot point.
But either way, then, you wouldn't say Kaddish if it's part of Tefillah or if it's part of the Gal Yisrael, right?
If it's...
With either of his answers,
yeah, well,
you still need a Kaddish for both of those?
Yeah, because they're Pesukim. That's how Tosfos says.
Okay.
But it's a Kasha, according to those who don't say that, those Pesukim, they still say Kaddish. Right? But Kaddish is... For Kriyat Shema is also Pesukim, you know.
Right.
Why don't we say it in the morning? Because in the morning I don't want to break up Smichas Gula Tefillah. We left Egypt in the morning, you know. Night, power gives permission to leave, so it's a smaller Inyan. It's easier to break up. That's where Ashkibeinu, we had other things. Shamru is every Jew keeps Shabbos, so Moshiach will come. It's a Gula Richter. All those additions to it. Some places don't say those things. No, it's a Shabbos. It's a minute ago. Okay, so now we have this beautiful Hinei Nimuchon Mizuman, right? I'm not going to read it through. If you want to just, do you say it? I said it.
I've seen
like
it.
A few
I
months after I started wearing tefillin, right? And I stopped saying.
Yeah, mean, it's a long one.
It's just.
It looks like it's good stuff. It's for the tefillin.